Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
My name is Reese.
Sullivan.
Danielle.
Connor.
Callie.
Hi, my name is Matan.
Gustavo.
Nicholas.
Hi, my name is Mila.
Charlotte.
Dexter.
Una.
Sophia.
Justin.
Have you ever been slammed by slimes, blasted by ghasts, or ambushed by Endermen? Today, our Minecrafters will give us some tips to beat these tough mobs.
Slime.
They look like slime.
So basically, a slime, you can find it in swamp biomes. They are green cubes that make a horrific sound.
They make little slime particles when they walk and bounce because they can't really walk.
Because they don't have legs.
They're kind of cute.
If I see an army of slimes, I will stand right in front of them and stare at their faces because their faces are cute. I only like the small ones, though.
Because the big ones attack you.
Slimes are a hostile mob, which means that they attack on sight.
Slimes try to squash you.
They charge up to you and basically just...
They jump.
They jump on your head. It's terrifying.
Slimes use a melee attack that does more damage depending on the size of the slime. They can also attack twice as fast as most mobs. The toughest thing, though, is that when you kill a slime, that's not the end of the fight.
And then when you kill a really big slime, it will multiply.
It'll make it into two small ones.
And then it can continue until you get the little tiny baby ones.
There are three sizes of slime that spawn naturally. When you kill a big slime, it spawns 2 to 4 medium ones. When you kill a medium slime, it spawns 2 to 4 small ones. If you're not careful, you might be overwhelmed by slimes.
In the beginning, the first time I saw a slime, I didn't know what they were. I tried to fight it. So there was like 3 big slimes, like at the first stage, the deadliest one. And I thought, well, there's only 3 of them, so I could probably kill them all. I killed the first stage, then went to the second stage. Then went all the way down to the last stage. There was too much for me to handle. I went to my house at the time, got back some TNT, and blew them up.
Was it worth it, though?
Yes. Very satisfying.
Want some supersized slimy fun? The biggest slime that spawns naturally is about 2.5 blocks tall, but you can use the summon command to summon a massive slime, more than 100 blocks tall.
Man, that's big.
We'll fight more mobs soon, but first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. use this tool to get wool from a sheep.
Shears.
Use gunpowder and sand to craft this block.
TNT.
This mob is able to climb walls.
Spider.
A crafting table has this many spaces for ingredients.
9.
This purple block is found in end cities.
Purpur.
This enchantment gives you a better chance of catching valuable things while fishing.
Luck of the sea.
Which mob should we battle next?
Gas! Gas!
So they're big and huge, like their body's like huge, and they'll just be floating around in the nether.
It's really scary and it looks like a ghost flying in the air.
A ghast is basically like a giant white cube in the sky with tentacles. Like, looks sort of like an octopus in the sky, except that's completely white, and has eyes that makes it look like it's crying. Also, the sound it makes, I'm pretty sure is a cat's noise.
In fact, the ghast's wail was recorded from a real-life cat.
It's crying. It's depressed. Poor ghast.
Ghasts are the second biggest mob in the game, after the Ender Dragon. They float through the nether and attack any player who comes within 100 blocks.
They shoot fireballs.
They're little circles, and it looks like ashes with fire coming out of it. It comes right at you.
Ghast fireballs travel a long way and blow up on impact, causing extra explosion damage. It's one of the most powerful attacks in the game. How do you fight back?
It flies in the air, so of course it'll be better to use long-range weapons.
The main way to kill them is a bow and arrow.
Bows and other long-range weapons can be effective, but for brave players, there's another way to fight the ghast.
I learned that it shoots fireballs at you and you hit it back with the sword, and it goes back to it. That's what I used, and I killed it.
So one of the more risky attacks is to try and slap their fire right back at them, because if it doesn't land on you, then you could just slap it at them and it'll just die from their own fireball. But it's coming at you, it's coming really close, and you hit it just in time, and then it goes right back at the ghast, and the ghast is like, I'm about to die.
If you manage to kill a ghast, what do you get?
Okay. So first, it drops experience, which I really appreciate. Thank you, ghast. But it also drops something essential for brewing, specific potions, which is the ghast tear. Told you they were crying.
The final mob we'll face today can be one of the scariest in the game.
Enderman.
The Endermen are scarier because when you look in their eyes, they do something like in your face. And it's really creepy because their jaw opens up like this wide.
Endermen are really scary. Tall, creepy, black, and glowing purple people who try to kill you.
Unlike slimes, ghasts, and other hostile mobs, Endermen don't attack when they first see you. You might spot them around your house, doing Enderman things.
They can teleport, they can pick up blocks, like dirt and all kinds of blocks, and hold it.
They only attack if you make them angry.
So how Endermen work are they're peaceful until you look straight at them in the face.
When an Enderman gets angry, it opens its mouth, shakes with rage, and makes threatening sounds.
After that, they'll become hostile and try to attack you and just teleport repeatedly around you and, like, trying to go from behind or from the front or the sides.
Imagine you're just running back to your home and you hear a noise and you think it's a creeper, but you turn around and it's an Enderman. You look at it right in the eyes and it starts chasing you. You start running, and since Enderman can teleport, it can appear right in front of your face and just start attacking you.
Endermen have a lot of health and a powerful melee attack, but their most dangerous power is their teleportation. They teleport away when they take damage, and then teleport behind you to attack.
And one time I tried to escape from an Enderman and kept teleporting around me, it killed me.
Luckily, there are some tricks to handle Endermen.
You put a pumpkin on your head.
If you wear a carved pumpkin, you can look straight at an Enderman without making them angry.
They won't be able to see you looking at them. They're like, I see you. And they're like, no, you don't.
What are some other tricks to fight Endermen?
Endermen also have trouble with water. If water just touches them, they get hurt.
You just go stand in a little pool of water. They will not get you. They really don't like baths.
Is the best strategy for Endermen just to ignore them?
So this may seem like a dangerous idea, but I would go look for Endermen so I can get my Ender Pearls.
Ender Pearls. That's our pro tip of the day. When you kill an Enderman, there's a chance that it will drop an Ender Pearl, one of the most valuable items in the game. If you throw an Ender Pearl, you teleport to wherever it lands. You can also use the Ender Pearl to craft an Eye of Ender. Do you know the crafting recipe? One Ender Pearl plus Blaze Powder makes an Eye of Ender. When you throw an Eye of Ender, it makes a trail toward the nearest stronghold. And once you find the stronghold, you can use more Eyes of Ender to activate the End Portal and travel to the end. So, if you want to make it to the end and battle the Ender Dragon, you may have to fight some Endermen first. How about you? Do you agree with all of the battle tips that you heard today? Do you have other strategies for fighting slimes, ghasts, and Endermen? Now, here's a story from Theo about starting off in Minecraft.
This is a story about when I first started playing Minecraft and I made my first world, which wasn't creative. I didn't feel comfortable with survival just yet. I was building this house that I had no building skills whatsoever, so I just built something random, and then mobs kept getting into my house because I always leave the door open for some reason, and so I try to set a trap, and then I change it to survival because of my trap. So I was getting around my defense system, which was really easy, but then there was like a 4-block jump that I did not realize was there, and I tried to jump for it, and I landed straight in the lava. So all my stuff got burned, and I spawned like at least 500 blocks away. Yeah, that's it. I just fall into lava and die and lose all my stuff. Yep, that's it.
On the next show, we'll build an epic Minecraft castle. Until then, here's a challenge for you. Put on your best battle gear and then use commands to summon an Enderman, a ghast, and a size 8 slime. Fight all three mobs. Not all at once, unless you're feeling brave. Could you beat them all? What strategies did you use? Happy crafting!